This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rickbrandt on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing pretty well. Scoop, how are you?
Outstanding. Mike, how are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great, brother. Thank you.
Not a problem. Anyways, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the men and women of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, listeners on Long Island's 2nd Congressional District, and all those affected by Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. Anyways, our first story, actually, first order of business is always to remember men and women of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, tonight we have no names to read off. As I was saying before, our first story, we want to talk about the recovery of Hurricane Helene. What gets me is over the years for different disasters, different events, we see Boston strong, New York strong, Long Island strong, for different natural disasters, terrorist attacks, so on and so forth. But here, where is Appalachia strong? Where is North Carolina strong? Where is Tennessee strong? It's just not there. And it's just been an absolute failure of the federal government concerning the recovery of Hurricane Helene. FEMA and other politicians are saying that the FEMA response is sufficient. Now, we know it is not sufficient whatsoever. And now the White House and the talking heads in the mainstream media saying that it's just misinformation. Well, give us an example of misinformation, but they haven't done that. There's still stories out there on social media, and this one guy, his name is Yak, goes by Yak Yarbrough or something like that, or I forgot the guy's name. He's on the website. He's been gathering clips from different sources of what's really going on. And if you type in YouTube, FEMA sucks or FEMA response for Hurricane Helene, there's nothing there. It goes down the rabbit hole. And it's absolutely disgusting that FEMA has no money to help these people. And we're in October the 12th, fiscal year 2025, for the federal government started October the 1st. Well, what say you about the horrendous FEMA response we can change in?
Well, you know, people expected FEMA to be there at least 36 hours after the storm passed, within 36, you know, at 36 hours. I mean, because water's got to subside, you know, and power companies got to. But FEMA should have been there within 36 hours when the storm left. Now, and they weren't. You know, they weren't. The news media was there, and they were interviewing people, and people were saying that, you know, they haven't seen them, they haven't heard from them, nothing. Of course, by that time, you know, they're running out of fresh water. Of course, all the plumbing is gone, the electric is gone, they have nothing. And when Alejandro Mayorkas said FEMA doesn't have any money, that was 48 hours after the storm had passed. So where is the misinformation that the White House is now talking about, and Biden telling Trump to get a life when Trump laid out $25 million of his own money to the help after efforts. And he was down there, boots on the ground, 36 hours after the storm passed. And he was in preparation for the previous 24 to get there. Kamala was out there in Vegas, you know, getting kissed on the cheek by people she didn't even know their name. And these people that gave her a kiss on the cheek are going to have a story to tell for the rest of their lives. But they won't be saying, well, it was the same time when Helena was going down. She should have been at Helena instead of smooching up on her on stage. It's just horrible. Mr. Biden had, you know, maybe a flash moment of normalcy. And then it was gone. He's the one that's been misinformed. You know, all of a sudden he comes out of the woodwork with his mouth going. He's the one that's misinformed about people saying misinformed information. Kamala, you know, like Ron DeSantis said, she's not even part of the equation. She never was. She never will be as the vice president. She never called any previous storms. She never contacted any other states for previous storms. And all of a sudden, she's on the bandwagon. And man, if she didn't sound like a kindergarten teacher trying to slap them in the face. And that was absolutely uncalled for. Uncalled for. You talk about somebody politicizing something. That's the true information. So, yeah, FEMA. FEMA didn't fail anybody. It was Mayorkas. Because she's also in charge of the money for the border. So all the money went to the border and nothing went to the East Coast. So all of a sudden there was money for the East Coast now because of Milton was coming. They had to find the money. I'd like to know where that money came from. But we'll never know because it's all misinformation on our part.
Right. Mike, what say you about the misinformation and the lack of response from the federal government?
I mean, Americans are dying. Two major storms blow through. Americans are dying. There's enormous amounts of destruction. And they're worried about misinformation, which is nothing more than a euphemism for anything that makes them look bad. It's got nothing to do with truth or non-truth or anything like that. It's got everything to do with their lack of concern for Americans, their lack of concern for people, and their utter need to try and portray themselves as something other than what they really are. So the misinformation thing is nothing more than them just gaslighting, the same way they've been gaslighting for a very long time. As far as the response is concerned, I don't understand how we have this massive federal agency with billions of dollars in funding that mysteriously has no money for Americans but has hundreds of millions of dollars for illegals, while at the same time we're sending billions of dollars overseas yet again. The whole thing is backwards and disgusting, and people should be pissed off. They should be fed up. This is absolutely disgraceful. FEMA should have been on the ground before the storms hit, pre-staged, ready to go in areas they knew would be secure so that they could get to the locations where they're needed immediately, instead of going there and then seizing or diverting supplies that are being sent to help people by private citizens. You know, they did everything backwards. I mean, everything possibly backwards to increase the damage, to increase the suffering and increase the death toll. That's all they did. I think everybody involved in that planning and that response should be criminally charged for manslaughter for every one of those lives lost because of their incompetence.
You're absolutely right. And here's something real quick. Here's FEMA in a nutshell. They're en route to a place called Bat Cave, North Carolina, which is a legitimate town, Bat Cave, North Carolina. And they're on the way with the trucks to inspect homes. And they told the homeowners that they could not reach them because there was a road close sign in their path. I mean, just one sign said road closed. I said, oh, road closed. Oh, we can't make it. Sorry. So that's FEMA in a nutshell. There's a sign on the road just said road closed. They didn't try to make an attempt to go around the sign, move the sign, or go on foot to these homeowners. They just told them, hey, we can't make it. Too bad. Meanwhile, if you listen to Cesspool, you heard people still out there responding, getting generators, getting supplies, getting gasoline, hooking up Starlink so these people can communicate, get the help that they need. But, I mean, again, that's our government in a nutshell. So, anyways, any last words before first break?
Yeah. I just want to give a shout out to my dentist, Aaron. He packed up his trailer and his excavator and his bobcat, and he is now just outside of Asheville. And he's helping the community rebuild some roads so they can get in and out of the city.
All right, and we return. We'll talk about FEMA is self-serving. Also, Andrew Giuliani, somebody wants to take his property, and a new Star Wars character. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Tanilla's Instagram account. Here's more 75 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop staying with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rickbrandt talking about the failure that is FEMA. Anyways, if you don't think FEMA is a bunch of self-serving nincompoops, here's another example. In a Zoom call that was leaked or was found out, you had a bunch of FEMA bosses in some sort of Zoom meeting. And one FEMA boss's name is Tyler Atkins, wanted to prioritize the LGBTQ mafia, prioritize these people over other non-alphabet mafia victims. So you got to... gay couple who's a victim of a disaster, they get priority over a non-gay couple, which is absolutely ridiculous because if you have a gay couple living next to a straight couple and a tornado comes through and wrecks both their houses, you have two households without a home. And instead of figuring out how to get stuff to victims, how to mobilize quicker, how to get... mutual aid, I have Incident Command up and running, get that done faster, less money, how to make the FEMA money go further. Mr. Atkins and all these other people that work at the FEMA headquarters in Washington, D.C. is worried about the Alpha Mafia. They may or may not be prioritized when they are victims of disasters. And here's another thing. Natural disasters just do not care who you fool around with. Gay, straight, asexual, bisexual, trisexual. They don't care. It's a weather phenomenon. Mike, what say you about FEMA worrying about the LGBTQ community over non-gay people in disasters?
When you set your standard to hire only these activists for the alphabet mafia or whatever other particular class of so-called victim you want, this is what you get. You get people who are obsessed only with one thing, and they don't see the realities of anything because these are all mentally ill people. They don't get it. They don't get the reality of anything. So it's not surprising to hear that this is what they're concerned with. It's ridiculous and stupid. People are people. It doesn't matter who you marry or don't marry. I honestly really don't care. You know, if people need help, they need help. If they don't, they don't. It's just that simple. But instead, we got to play these stupid games with everything, including circumstances such as these, where people are being completely wiped out. They're dying. They're in extreme need. But we're going to play the game of are you gay or not before we give you aid. That's the most ridiculous thing in the world. It's just right. It's just one more example of this regime.
Well, do you think LGBTQ MIA people should be prioritized over non-LGBTQ people?
No. You know, like Mike said, you know, we all put our pants on one leg at a time. And if somebody's in need, if somebody's in trouble, it's good for the community. You know, it's such a mass destruction like what's happened twice in the past, you know, 3 weeks. To the East Coast, people pull together, set your differences aside, stop hating each other, and do what you need to do to save your fellow man. And then if you want to go back to hating your neighbor, go ahead. But at least you'll have a neighbor to hate or hate him back. You know, put the swords down, put the guns down, and help each other fix it, because neither one of you got nothing. You know, they're gone. Everything's gone. I just want to add that, you know, a week or so ago, you had Kamala Chameleon talking about, you know, the American dream, you know, and working hard for it and such. Well, these people have worked, look at this, these people have worked hard all of their lives. They were living what, you know, the American dream, even though it's really expensive now. But they had their homes, they had their lifestyle, they had their livelihood, and it's gone. And like I said earlier, she was out in Vegas kissing up on people she'll never know the name of. So I had to slide that in because, you know, what she's talking ain't never going to happen because she ain't helping now.
Right.
So it just goes to show you. Go on.
Right. Not sorry to cut you off, Walter, but... you brought up a good point. You just jogged my memory. We have Hurricane Helene going on. We got Milton barreling down on Florida. And she's up in Manhattan drinking Miller High Life with Stephen Colbert. And I shook my head. I was like, really? And real quick, what I noticed is that the can of Miller High Life, it had a huge Miller High Life symbol. So Miller got a free shout out. Also, how convenient. Miller High Life is made in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is a swing state. So if it wasn't going to be Miller High Life, it might have been Old Milwaukee or Patchville Ribbon or even Yingling, which is made in Pennsylvania, which is also a swing state. So, you know, nice try, Kamala, but nobody bought the bull crap. But going from one awful America to one awesome American, the two ladies that sued Mayor Giuliani involved in the Georgia election count, I use the term loosely, is trying to get the World Series rings that Rudy gave his son Andrew back in 2017. These two ladies sued the mayor of for slander because Giuliani accused these ladies of some election interference, we might say, and some called them some names, and they got a $148 million judgment against Mayor Giuliani. And it's just absolutely disgusting because if you go on a website, you see a picture of Mayor Giuliani with his son and daughter-in-law with the rings. Because back in 2018, the mayor gave Andrew his rings. It's like, Andrew, I want you to have these rings. Here you go. And these people are taking a piece of history, taking something that doesn't belong to them, that shouldn't belong to them. And, you know, that's how we treat our heroes. And the thing about Rudy Giuliani, he always has the receipts. He put cases together against the organized crime families. He put bosses in jail, not just street soldiers, but crime bosses in jail. He also had the Hunter Biden laptop, so he has the receipts. If you ever see him talk about cases, legal cases, the impeachment, he has the receipts together. And forget the fact that Rudy Giuliani has the receipts and knows what he's talking about. You know, here you have the guy who was the face of America that Black Tuesday when Dick Cheney was in the bunker, George Bush was flying around Air Force One, people looked to Mayor Giuliani. Add to the fact that Giuliani saved thousands of New Yorkers' lives before September 11, cracking down on crime. But, you know, that's how we treat our heroes. You know, Giuliani, he says something that people don't like, points out something, he gets sued, and now they're trying to make him destitute. Walt, what say you about going after our favorite mayor?
It's a bunch of ridiculous nonsense. you can't, you know, look, I don't care if they got 148 million. I don't care if they got 148 billion. You can't get what he doesn't have. And saying, well, he owned this in 1999, or he owned this in 2010, or he owned, you know, he had World Series rings from the late 90s. I'm sorry, excuse me. I had something caught in my throat. He doesn't have them. He gave them away. He gave them to his son. It, you know, it's not his property anymore. It belongs to his son. He didn't give them away in 2017, you know, just in case he got sued by some idiot. So,
right, that happened 3 years later?
Yeah, no, try to get it. You know, go ahead, sue him again.
Right. Mike, what say you about this travesty?
I agree with Walt. It's just ridiculous. But look, I mean, you look at the Erdogan case with Trump, and it's the same kind of nonsense lawfare. And I think it's going to end up the same way. Erdogan's case just got eviscerated at the appellate court in New York State, of all places, where they're not friendly to Trump, but they eviscerated that case to the point where the prosecution was begging to not get sanctioned at the end of their closing argument. So I think this case with Giuliani will probably end up the same way when it makes its way through the appellate division. But right. it's stupid. It's ridiculous. You're trying to take something the guy, both perfectly spot on. You're trying to take something the guy gave away years before this even happened. It's the stupidest thing in the world. You know, it's completely ridiculous.
Right. And I reached out to one of the first ladies of radio, Heather Powers of McBride, and to say, hey, please let the Giulianis know that we got their back. And so she really liked the article I posted on 7-5 Radio. But here's another thing about Rudy. He is a fighter. He took on the mob and won. He took on the city council and won. He took on prostate cancer and won. So, you know what? These ladies better realize who they're messing with, because he will not stop. You know, that's why he is the greatest mayor in New York City history. But, of course, that's how we treat our heroes. I mean, if Audie Murphy and George Patton were still alive, they'd trash them. Any closing thoughts on Giuliani or the rings?
Yeah, I got one.
Go ahead.
Yeah, of course. You know me. You know, for you know, a number of years now, you got Kamala saying, and even more now, that she's the one that, you know, put cartels away and big time. Man, it's a bunch of baloney. Rudy Giuliani put big time gangsters away, big time cartels away, big time drug dealers away. And they're treating that man like this. It's absolutely disgusting.
Right. But, you know, karma has no end date. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about new characters in a Star Wars book. Also, Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan feeds media personality. Also, yours truly is on TikTok. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them. you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Authorities, too, are still trying to determine what led to an elevator accident at a former Colorado gold mine that killed a tour guide. Four people were injured. 12 were stranded for several hours. Teller County Sheriff Jason Mikesell.
Once they were able to identify that there were no other issues that could cause a problem with the equipment, they were able to lower it back down without anyone in it and then bring it back up to make sure that it was going to run correctly. And then we decided on a plan to go ahead and do that, bring them back up.
Huge aircraft maker is suddenly getting smaller. Boeing says it will lay off 10% of its workforce. That would be some 17,000 people in the coming months. Company has been losing money now for more than 5 years, and it's also dealing with a strike that has shut down factories throughout the Seattle area. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. So what's the latest behind this display of northern lights in parts of the world?
The latest solar storm has triggered northern lights farther south than normal, including into parts of Germany, the United Kingdom, New England, and New York City. There were no immediate reports of disruptions to power and communications from Thursday's storm. The reason is because the sun is near the peak of its current 11-year cycle, sparking all the recent solar activity. In May, Earth got slammed by severe solar storms, the strongest in more than two decades. Ron Taylor reporting.
Fire on board an oil tanker off Germany's Baltic Sea coast is now out. The blaze did not spread to the oil. Maritime Rescue Service was alerted to the fire early Friday morning and took all seven crew members off the vessel safely. That ship has now been towed to the port city of Rostock. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio, with Walter Yerkew, Mike Raybrandt, and yours truly, Peter Scoot Stanton. A next story makes me wonder, what does Disney hate George Lucas so much? Seems like the folks at Disney, once again, is doing everything to ruin the Star Wars franchise, the Star Wars name. In a book called Star Wars: Secret of the Clone Troopers, they designed or drew or talked about a character who is of color, unknown if it's black and or Hispanic or whatever, alien, who is also transgender. And so you have a stormtrooper who's not only black but transgender. And what's funny, if you look at the illustration on our website, once again, it supposedly had the colors of the transgender flag. And my thing is that, okay, you got a transgender stormtrooper wearing the transgender colors, but the Star Wars saga takes place in a galaxy far, far away. So I don't know where they have transgender people out there. But once again, like we said 100 times before, we don't care how people live their lives, but enough with the woke garbage. I mean, people like me are just sick and tired of the woke garbage, so we're no longer paying attention to Star Wars. Because I could tell you, when I was a kid and that movie came out in 1977, I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. But 45 years later, it's a joke. But real quick, if you think about it, if you watch the original Star Wars and Return of the Jedi, you did not see too many females on that Death Star. So it makes me wonder. Walt, what say you about a transgender stormtrooper in a Star Wars book?
It's in a galaxy far, far away where a lot of these people really belong. it's fictitious. So if there's a transgender person that watches this movie and say, hey, I could be a stormtrooper too, well, go ahead, knock yourself out. I just think it's gone too far, way too far. And it's happened very quickly. It was what they used to do in the early 2000s, those mass, nudity things, and, everybody would get at the corner of, 48th Street and Fifth Avenue and strip down and lay down in the street for 10 minutes. What do they call that?
I know you're talking about it.
It's the way protest. Disney is doing their films with this LGBTQ thing, like the Mike calls the alphabetic mafia. It's just something that they do all at once, and then it's gone, because it doesn't go anywhere. But being a transgender in the movie like that, it's just stupid. Does the transgender require that big bulge that most of the stormtroopers have, in their crotch? Do they require that, right? Or is it in the back because they got everything tucked down between their legs?
Right. Well, it's a graphic novel, so it's just an illustration. But, that's another thing. The Stormtrooper, the Empire, is a bunch of evil people. I really doubt that the Empire is going to, be all for LGBTQ rights. Mike, what say you? You going to let your kids read this graphic novel with this transgender Stormtrooper?
Well, first of all, they're smarter than that. I don't bother with that crap, but it's just sickening. Like, enough trying to force feed this crap down people's throats. We don't need to know. We don't care. Nobody gives a crap. It's enough. I don't need to see your mental illness on display every day. That's your business. Go live your life. I just don't care. And it's funny. I think the real analogy here is how much like the Empire, the left is actually acting. They're the repressive ones, censoring and trying to control everything. Meanwhile, they're acting like they're the so-called saviors running to the rescue. The hypocrisy is amazing. And the LGBT mafia really, really needs to wake up from their own you know, BS. It's gotten to the point of just honestly working against them at this point. They're alienating people that people, most people probably wouldn't care either way, and they were just looking to live their lives, but they're actually really alienating them, people, and undermining their own cause at this point. That's all they're doing. They're just undermining their own cause. If they really want recognition or so-called inclusion, then just live your life. But instead, they got to force feed it down everybody's throat, and it's like, you know, they're actually creating a backlash that didn't exist, you know? So they're, it's just insanity. The whole damn thing is insanity. And Disney is beyond backwards at this point. They're hurting their own business. I mean, look what Bud Light did to itself. And you're just seeing it played over and over and over again in every other, you know, every other business, every other kind of institution.
Right. But, Mike, you bring up a brilliant point. You know, it is the empire. They want to force their will on everybody else. It, just like the Democrats, they want us to accept this. Like, oh, this is perfectly fine. You got a guy born with a male genitalia who wants to be a lady, and we have to call him a lady. And so, you know, in the graphic novel, the illustration, they got this person with a long gun. So that's what the empire is going to do. It's like, you're going to accept this, or else we're going to blow up your planet. But we're not that at that point yet. But it's absolutely brilliant. So I mean. Who knows? We'll have a whole bunch of transgender stormtroopers throughout the galaxy. Jesus Christ. Well, anything else before we move on?
No, I'm good with this one.
Okay. Move it right along. The next weird story. You have Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer on a podcast with a lady named Liz Plank. Talking about this CHIPS Act in Michigan. And on the podcast, there's a clip of Gretchen Whitmer putting a Dorito potato chip, nacho cheese chip, or whatever you call it, on the lady's tongue. And then the camera pans to Governor Whitmer, and she has a weird look on her face. And I'm like, I'm watching this. I'm like, why the hell is Governor Whitmer dealing with this podcaster when Stellantis is laying off between 1,600 and 2,400 auto workers in Michigan? So, and it's weird because you don't see Donald Trump or you don't see Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin putting Dorito chips on people's tongues. What the hell the world's coming to? Mike, what say you about Gretchen Whitmer and the Dorito?
I mean, first of all, Whitmer doesn't give a crap about anybody getting laid off. She just doesn't care, much like anybody else. They just don't care. It's nothing that they're concerned with. They're not concerned with everyday people. They couldn't care less. And the whole Dorito thing, to me, it struck me as, like, sacrilegious. Like, she's trying to somehow, like, you know, the act of communion or whatever. Like, she's trying to kind of, you know, mock communion, you know, when Catholics and Christians of faith take, you know, the Holy Eucharist is communion. I think that's just it's another example of like what he did at the Olympics. Maybe not quite as obvious, but in a similar vein, just being, you know, contrary and sacrilegious, you know, trying to be edgy or whatever, and really just coming off as cringy and just really just downright just awful. But she's just awful all around. So,
right.
Not surprising.
And if you listen to the No BS podcast with our buddy Charlie Duff, every single week he's just raking Gretchen Whitmer, the Attorney General, and the whole legislative body in Michigan across the coals, because Michigan is just actually falling apart, and they give all these big deals to these big corporations, billionaires, for new buildings, new factories, new jobs, new arenas, and the people get screwed. Walt, what say you about the nacho cheese communion clip?
You know, I'm on board with Mike all the way. You know, she's just a, it's hard to say what she is, but, a governor, she's not. She does this kind of stuff, you know, it's like putting, that other guy, governor, who's running for vice president, putting him in charge of preschool. There's certain things you just don't do as a governor or allow governors to do. And the person with the tongue out, you know, waiting for that cheese doodle or whatever the hell it was,
Dorito,
you know, is just as disgusting as the governor. You know, people just do stuff these days with politicians just to say that they do them.
with these politicians. So it holds no water with me. I'll drive past if I ever saw it.
Right. And if you look at
run them over first, but I'll drive past.
Right. If you look at the clip, I mean, it almost looks pornographic of those who do watch that type of media. But I'll leave it at that. Anyways, we come back. Scoop Stanton is on TikTok going to do the Tide Pod Challenge. Also, Mikey Guerin is back in jail again. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on Libby News Radio Network.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
That I would have a huge slumber party with all the girls there.
Play with me more often. My mom's so busy with the board meeting.
To spend more time together as a family.
Do more out-of-the-house activities.
This is a tough one.
My parents, they do everything they love me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a roof over my head.
They don't need to show it to me. I just know they love me.
Well, not yelling at me very much.
Raise my allowance.
To not argue together.
Have my dad be home more for dinner and stuff so that it could be even closer.
Family, isn't it about time?
Buy me an ice cream and kiss me to love me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, what's the next question?
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back, 75 Radio, with Scoop Stanton, Mike Rickbrandt, and Walter Yurkow. And during our final segment of commercial breaks, as usual, I was telling my kids to go to bed, and I was looking at the lovely 75 Radio spokesmodel Danelle Rodriguez on her Instagram account. Folks, you need to follow her on Danella.fitnessmodel on Instagram. Also, you need to follow Danella and yours truly on TikTok. I'm trying to do a TikTok thing on this phone. I'm doing as usual. Anywho, reason why I'm saying is that early this week I was talking with a friend of ours about a venue for my upcoming birthday party, and I'm going to do a live show, hopefully. And this young lady was saying, asked if I had TikTok. I said, no, I'm against TikTok. It's owned by China, and this, everything you heard about TikTok, but she said, oh, yeah, try it. It's good, blase, blase. So I said, all right, I'll give it a look-see. It turns out TikTok is owned by a company called ByteDance, which is a company based in China. But the people that own the purse strings to ByteDance is here in the United States. And so I said, all right, well, what the hey? If it's good enough for Danella, 75 Radio should give it a chance. So I started uploading some silly videos, and the response was ridiculous. I put two videos up about one about Rudy Giuliani and the other one about defending democracy, and I got over 900 views in a day. So I'm trying to get this thing up and running. Of course, I'm going to put up sucky videos. I'm not going to do the Tide Pod Challenge where people ingest Tide Pods and try to steal Kia automobiles. Or I guess the new thing is to kick in the front door of homes you do not own. So I'm definitely not going to do that, especially here in the Commonwealth of Virginia where the Second Amendment is running wild. But check us out on TikTok, 75 Radio on TikTok. That's all you got to do. Also, Danella, she's on there, Secret Danella. Also, a bunch of other friends of the show, they got TikTok accounts, and we're all TikToking each other. So check it out. But overall, so far, I think TikTok is just an absolute cesspool. One of my videos, I have over 200 comments. About 90% of them are just absolutely wretched. But guess what? You know, I don't care because, you know, we got the 75 Radio family. We're still doing 75 Radio. We're just another outlet. So those on TikTok, come follow us on the live stream or affiliates. Mike, what say you about Scoop Stanton on TikTok?
I think TikTok's value is about to drop significantly, especially if you start posting yourself in a banana hammock. It's going to get ugly.
Okay. So we're on a new social media platform. I got two videos, 900 views a piece, and you know numbers are starting to go up steadily. And you got to mention a fictitious banana hammock.
This is going to 9 million now. Everybody looking for it. Right. It's going to go up millions now with them looking for that video.
Right. What's next? The Scoop Stanton Banana Hammock Challenge? Wear a banana hammock and try kicking a front door of somebody? Jeez.
Yeah, I call it the Tim Walz Challenge. It's probably not going to end well.
I don't even mention the Tim Walz on FCC licensed radio. Well, what say you about 75 Radio going on TikTok?
My hearing isn't so good these days. You did say TikTok, right?
Yes, TikTok. What did you think I said?
Well, like I said, my hearing isn't so good these days, you know. So I'm just making sure, you know, you're doing tick picks too.
What's a tick pick? Yeah, there's pictures. I got a picture of me at the White House with the business card. Also, I got a what does
you know? Listen. If you're going to do anything at the White House, you know, a TikTok video at the White House, take a leak on the fence.
Nah, that's all right. They got Gary Burns' old colleagues still on patrol.
Well, they got Biden crapping in his pants. So I don't know, why would they take offense? You're peeing on his fence.
Well, there's a difference. He's handling it in his own personal space, and I'm urinating on
not
government property.
Not always. That it's our property. Stop saying government property. That's our property. We pay for that.
Right. We do. But I mean, it's besides. You know. You know, unlike the people, the current occupants of the White House, I have respect for, you know, places of such significance. You know, and real quick, Ronald Reagan, when he was president, he refused to take off his coat while in the Oval Office because he had so much respect for that office. Meanwhile, down the hall, you had Bill Clinton and Monica doing some stuff in the Oval Office library. But I said, oval, not another word.
And cocaine, and the cocaine thing a year ago. Cocaine in the White House.
Yep. And
of course,
speaking of which,
Hunter was upset because his stash was gone, but that's, you know, besides the point.
Right. But there's no cover up there because, you know, the Secret Service is doing the due diligence, finding out who brought the cocaine in the White House, just like they're doing their due diligence protecting a former president and current Republican presidential nominee, but we won't go there. Keep up the good work, Secret Service. You might get something right someday. But anyways, our final story has to do about our first marketing director. Old Mikey Guerin got himself put in jail again. And I kept telling him, Mike, no means no. But, he's going to do what he's going to do. But, no, yeah. It turns out the Harvest Playground in Bradley County, Tennessee, is having a fundraiser to raise bail to get menaces to society such as Mikey Guerin out of jail. And once again, we never ask anybody to donate anything unless we do it first. So just like for Hurricane Helene, we also donated to get Mikey Guerin out of jail. So if you go to the website, you'll see the click on the link. There's a whole bunch of ways you can donate to bail Mikey out. Mike, what say you about getting the first Mikey out of jail?
He's an alumni, so we got to help the guy out, right?
Do we?
Hopefully got a dose of reality and he gets back on the right track here.
Right. But, yeah, if you look at the mugshot, it's something like you'd see in the post office. Walter, what do you say about our first marketing director, our not-so-sexy intern, being in the clink again?
Well, you know, he's doing real well now. He's heading up the ambulance, the EMT system over there in Bradley County, Tennessee, which is Chattanooga. And he's got himself a new lady in his life. He moved into a new place. He's doing really well. I might go down there and help a brother out.
Right. Well, I contacted the sheriff's office, talked to this. I said, how much do we have to raise to keep him inside the joint? And they hung up. I know two people in the 75 family would do that for my local sheriff here in town. But anyways, it's folks, I know you've been given till it hurt, especially with Helene, with Hurricane Milton. But if you got a couple coins after you buy groceries and get gas, please help these kids in the Jackson Benson Heritage Park get the new playground. If not, they got to go to Mikey Guerin's house. But anyways, good for Mikey. Mike's just a great, great guy. It's good to see that he's doing better once he left 75 Radio. Anyways, we got a couple seconds left. Anybody got anything before the doors start chiming in?
I got a little tidbit for everybody. Kamala was out in Arizona today, and apparently when she became was elected to the U.S. Senate, she had a story to tell. And the story was that one John McCain came up to her and she said that he told her that she's going to be a great senator. Well, Megan got caught wind of that, and Megan says, retract that statement. Otherwise, I'm going to spill the tea, whatever that means.
Right.
So we got Kamala saying that dead people are giving her a ticket to the White House.
Why not? They're voting for her. Anyways, for Walter Yerkew and Mike Rickman, this is Peter Scoop Stan, and reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
For 75 Radio, for those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.